FM.
So wind-produced electricity is a way of replacing electricity that comes from fossil fuels. So the more wind electricity we generate, the better, you might think. Except that's not necessarily the case. We've got Justin Moriminis, Director of External Affairs at Wind Energy Ireland. Justin, tell us about the wind-generated electricity which has been wasted.
Yeah, so well, I suppose, first of all, Matt, it's actually been a very good first 6 months for Irish wind farms, providing about 36% of the country's electricity. And in fact, June was the best month on record for us. But we are losing very significant amounts of electricity. On an all-island basis, we lost 15% of the amount of electricity that we could have produced over those 6 months. And the reason for that is because the electricity grid, the overhead lines, the underground cables, the substations, wasn't strong enough to move the power from where we're generating it to where it's used by everyone who's listening to us today. And the real challenge that has for consumers is when we have to switch off wind farms and we have to reduce the amount of electricity that we produce, every unit of renewable electricity we lose is a missed opportunity to reduce our reliance on imported fossil fuels. But it also means we bring on more expensive imported gas generation. So essentially, consumers are paying more for dirtier energy.
But hold on. How come the grid can take electricity that has been made with fossil fuels but can't take electricity that's been generated from wind?
Well, one of the challenges there is that there are windy parts of Ireland and they are particularly clustered around the southwest, west and northwest coast. And that's where a lot of the country's electricity grid isn't maybe as developed. And that's why I think it's been really important to see the work that EirGrid and ESB Networks are doing to enhance the electricity grid, to develop the electricity grid in years to come. Because currently when we have wind farms in those, perhaps some would say more remote locations or certainly locations that aren't as well serviced by the electricity grid, it can be harder to get the power out. So you could have a very windy day in Mayo or in Donegal, and we simply aren't able to get the electricity out over the power lines and the cables that are going into those counties to where it's needed.
But Justin, when the planning permission was given for building those wind farms, why wasn't the infrastructure put in place simultaneously when those wind farms were being constructed?
I think part of the challenge, Matt, is the real difficulty in balancing the delivery of this infrastructure. So my first job working in the energy sector wasn't in wind. I was working in EirGrid to build overhead power lines in the southeast of Ireland. I had colleagues working to build overhead power lines in the west of Ireland. Those projects weren't delivered. Now, if they had been, the west of Ireland, particularly around Mayo or Roscommon, would be one of the strongest parts of the electricity grid. The southeast of Ireland going down to Kildare, to Waterford, to East Cork would be a really strong part of the electricity grid. And that's why when we're looking at the investment that the government is rightly putting into the electricity grid, it's not just about investment. It's about ensuring they have the political support, the public support to actually build that infrastructure. We've been waiting about 20, 25 years to build the North-South Interconnector, arguably one of the country's most critical energy projects. We really need to get that over the line. And this isn't just about wind energy. I can't stress that enough. It's about trying to ensure that we have an electricity grid that delivers what we need. The vast majority of Ireland's electricity grid was built in the 1970s and the 1980s. If we want to build housing outside of it, housing in rural Ireland, if we want to move investment outside of the M50, we need a strong electricity grid. If we want to ensure we're protected from next storm Eowyn, we need a strong electricity grid. And if consumers want the benefit of the clean, affordable power that wind and solar farms provide, we need a strong electricity grid.
One last thing, Justin. There's been a lot of criticism about the failure to get new offshore wind energy generated. But if we were to generate it, would we have the grid to be able to deal with it?
I think one of the advantages in delivering those projects, and we're hoping to get decisions on the first two of those offshore wind farms before the end of the year out of Uncommissioned Pleanáil, and of course we're hoping there'll be positive decisions. But one of the advantages they have is they're connecting directly into the east coast of Ireland, and that's where the electricity demand is. So one of the challenges we have, and it goes back to the question you had about fossil fuel generation, is we're trying to move a lot of the time wind from the west coast of Ireland to the east coast. But a few of the offshore wind farms in the east coast, they're plugging in directly into Dublin, into Louth, into Wicklow, and that's where the demand is.
Thank you very much, Justin Moran from Wind Energy Ireland. Back